Hello again and welcome to the program. We're looking in the book of John. We continue today in chapter 4. Just by way of introduction, we've said that the book breaks down in the following manner. You have the introduction to the book in chapter 1. You have the conclusion in 21. Chapter 2 through 12, we have the public ministry of the Lord. It's interesting, as we mentioned before, that two of those chapters deal with the story of raising Lazarus from the dead. We have a private ministry of the Lord from chapters 13 to 17, and then the death and resurrection of Christ in chapter 18 through 20, and then, of course, again, the conclusion where we read that they all went fishing while Jesus stood on the shore. Now, in John chapter 4, we read in our previous program that Jesus said he must needs go through Samaria. Now, that's interesting because in Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 5, in the same timeline, the same period here, he said to the disciples, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not." Well, he said, don't go to those Samaritans, and then he said, I must needs go through Samaria, and he spent 2 days there. How do we put this together? It is very important to understand that all the way through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the first few chapters of the book of Acts, there are two completely different messages being preached during that timeline. First of all, there's the message that was for the Jews, and only for the Jews, and it had to do with Jesus coming as their Messiah. And with that message, he said, do not go to the Gentiles, and do not go to the Samaritans. Under any circumstances, don't take that message of the kingdom, the literal kingdom that the Jews could have had, but they said, no, we'll not have this man reign over us, and they crucified him. So, with that message for the kingdom, he said, do not go to Samaria. Now, the other message that was being preached and has always been preached, whosoever will may come, we see a lot of it in the book of John, has to do the message of salvation, and that message is for everyone at all times. And so with this message, he said, I must needs go through Samaria. The other thing we read in verse number 6, Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well. He was wearied with his journey. Well, that's interesting. The Lord was wearied. However, 2 Thessalonians 3:13 says, but ye brethren, be not weary in well-doing. Oh, well, Jesus get weary, but, excuse me, we're under direct orders. Do not be weary in well-doing. How do we put this together? Well, this word weary in 2 Thessalonians is a different word than what is used in John chapter 4, verse number 6. The word here means to be faint or to lack courage, to lose heart, or to be faint-hearted. And so in John, when Jesus was wearied with his journey, he was wearied physically. But in 2 Thessalonians, where we read, but ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing, it has to be do with a lack of courage, to lose heart, to be faint-hearted. And so while Jesus was wearied physically, he was never wearied emotionally. Now, I know what it's like to be wearied physically. And I think if you're serving the Lord, you should know what it's like. We got a lot of work to do, and we should be at it. But we should never lose courage. We should never lose heart. We should never be faint-hearted. Now, we read also that it was about the sixth hour. Now, that was noon, high noon. Now, it's interesting that we read the story of Nicodemus, and that took place at night. This story takes place at noon. Now, it is very unusual for the women to come out and draw water at noon. They would come out early morning, or they would come out in the evening when it wasn't so hot. However, this was a wicked woman. She was very immoral, and she would come when no other women of Samaria would be there. However, this time when she came, Jesus was there. So we read, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. Very interesting. You go back to Genesis chapter 24, and Abraham's servant was looking for a bride for Abraham's son, and came to this place where there was a well, and there was a woman there also, and she had just filled her water pot with water. And the servant ran up to Rebekah and said, could I have a drink of water, please? And she said, yes, of course. And she gave him a drink of water, and then she emptied her pitcher into the trough and drew water for his camels. That's a lot of work. And so the difference in these two women, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink, for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Now, it's very possible they met her on the way. She's coming out with her water pot. Those disciples didn't know very well why she was going out there at noon. But can you imagine how they responded to her? Maybe way over on the far side of the road, they put their head down, don't speak to her at all. They're probably pretty anxious about going into Samaria in the first place, because the Samaritans and the Jews, they just hated one another, but they needed some food. Well, in verse 9 it says, then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Very different from the story of Rebekah. Well, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Salvation is a gift. We read in Ephesians, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God. Well, we read, the woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Now it seems to me, as you go down through this portion of Scripture, this woman is very sarcastic. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Once again, I think we have some sarcasm here. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. He immediately changes the subject here from her sarcasm. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus saith unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly. How did she respond to this? She quickly starts defending her religion. She says, the woman said unto him, sir, here's that title again, sir, I perceive thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And she's going to argue about religion. A lot of people do that. Well, we read, Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, we could spend a couple of weeks on those three verses. we must worship. I think we've lost the, I don't know that we even know what worship is anymore. We go to church and we sing, pray, sing, announcements, offering, go through the motions and go home again. I don't know that we spend a whole lot of time worshiping. When, if we're going to worship, we need to worship in spirit and in truth. Tremendously important. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Well, it's interesting, these religious Samaritans, they knew about the Messiah. It's interesting how much the religious people know about Jesus, but they just have never been introduced to him. It's one thing to know about Jesus, another thing to know him. Let me read it again. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Now we have the disciples returning. In verse 27 it says, and upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with a woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? They just marveled that he talked to this wicked woman. Well, the Bible says, whosoever will may come. There's nobody too wicked to be saved. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Be sure to be with us for our next broadcast.